grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Well, once again, welcome to our midweek communion here at St. Thomas's. And once again, the team's together. We have Emily with us again. It's good to be with you on this Wednesday. Just a few pieces of news before we continue into our communion together. We are, of course, in Holy Week, so wanted to let you know that there are opportunities to engage with Holy Week this week, both around the deanery and the diocese, but also here at St. Thomas's. We will be streaming a reflective time at the cross at 2 o'clock on Friday for you to take some time and reflect. And also, if you want to, you can come here to St. Thomas's, which is open all week and weekend, and take that time to be reflected. There are some reflective booklets at the cross, which will be available for you to have as you come here. In addition to that, of course, this Sunday we will be celebrating Easter Sunday online and joining each other for a cup of coffee on Zoom afterwards. So there's all that. You probably do get your information by the sheet. There's lots going on at the moment. So if you don't get this sheet, do get in touch with me. But also to say that one of the important things you'll be waiting to hear again is the fact that we are hoping to return to our church buildings and our live services from the 18th of April, in line with the government's step 2 of the return out of COVID, which means that this Wednesday service will be available live following week. So, and again, we'll be here at St. Thomas's Wednesday 9:30 for those of you that want to join us for communion. No need to book into those services, although you will be required to wear a mask in line with the government's policy on these things. It'd be great to see some of you. I know many of us are looking forward to physically getting back together and saying hello and worshipping our God. As I say, lots going on. And also, in our news sheet, you will see the notice for Bite Size Bible, the opportunity to join some of us starting on Easter Monday to read through the Bible, whether you choose to read just the Gospels in a year, whether you choose to read the New Testament in a year or the Old Testament, you can join us as we journey through these scriptures together. Do get in touch with me if you want to receive those emails, or you can, again, you can pick up a booklet from here with all the readings on. And once more, it will also be on the sheet moving forward. So an opportunity to read in a year these scriptures or the parts of them that you choose to bite off. Well, I shan't continue anymore. There's lots of information available. But of course, what we're really here to do right now is to worship our God. So let's take a moment to be quiet before we begin in So we say our prayer of preparation together. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the faults of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "The first commandment is this, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the only Lord. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Amen. Lord, have mercy. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sin, to be our advocate in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. We pause and reflect on our lives as we come before a God who is keen to forgive us.
Let us confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace with all.
Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been. Help us to amend what we are, and direct what we shall be, that we may do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you. Amen.
Amen.
Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins. Confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, for the last time, we move over the Gloria and straight to the Collect, to the prayer of the week. For a moment of silence for you to pray your own prayer of thanks before I pray the Collect. Almighty and everlasting God, who in your tender love towards the human race sent us your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, to take upon him our flesh and to suffer death upon the cross, grant that we may follow the example of his patience and humility and also be made partakers of his resurrection. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We've been, during Lent, we've been going through Philippians in our Discipleship Explored course, exploring what it means to be an apprentice to Jesus. And today we reach Philippians 3, and I shall be reading from verses 10 to 21. I want you to know Christ, yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation in his suffering, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained all this, or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward. Christ Jesus. All of us then who are mature should take such a view of them, and if on some point you think differently, that too God will make clear to you. Only let us live up to what we have already attained. Join together in following my example, brother.
brothers and sisters. And just as you have us as a model, keep your eyes on those who live as we do. For as I have often told you before, and now tell you again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction, their God is their stone, and their glory is in their shame. Their mind is set on earthly, but our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Saviour from men, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies, so they will be like his glorious body. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Gospel reading is taken from Mark 11, verses 1 and 2:11. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. When they were approaching Jerusalem at Bethpage and Bethany, near the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples and said to them, go into the village ahead of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, why are you doing this? Just say this, the Lord needs it and will send it back here immediately. They went away and found a colt tied outside a door, outside the street. As they were untying it, some of the bystanders said to them, what are you doing, untying the colt? They told them what Jesus had said, and they allowed them to take it. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches they had cut in the fields. Then those who went ahead and those who followed were shouting, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heaven. Then he entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had looked around at everything, it was already late. He went out to Bethany with the 12. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Through the written word and the spoken word, may we know your living word through Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Amen. As we journey through the most sacred week in the Christian calendar, we as Christians are encouraged to go through various emotions. It is a week filled with a range of feelings, from the praise of Palm Sunday to the desolation of Good Friday, and then on to the joy of Easter. One of the reasons I love Holy Week is that it takes us on a journey, and we are encouraged to go on that journey in our various services we attend in our various churches. In recent years, we would have had a procession carrying palm leaves. We'd wash feet, we'd eat bread and drink wine. We'd cry and we'd pray. We'd shout Alleluia together and celebrate our risen Lord. This year will feel very different. I have been reflecting recently on how I coped last year when we were in a similar situation. I can tell you that I didn't cope very well. In fact, on Easter Sunday, rather than shouting Alleluia, I spent most of the day in tears, as it was the first Easter I'd spent away from my mum. Easter is both mine and my mum's favourite holiday, and we love to celebrate it together. This year, we did not gather to wave our palm crosses and sing All Glory, Lord, and Honour all together. We will not wash feet on Maundy Thursday. We will not share the body and blood of Christ. We won't be able to shout Alleluia as loud as we can on Easter morning all together. We may not be able to gather in person, but it is still Holy Week. Let's still decorate, remember, and celebrate. Let's make each of our houses a house of worship, a little church, a reminder to ourselves and to the world that it is Holy Week. Here's a few suggestions that might help, things that I'm planning to do at my own home. Perhaps on Maundy Thursday, you might like to cover your dining room table in a red cloth and set out a loaf of bread and a glass of wine as a reminder of the first Last Supper. On Good Friday, you could remove the cloth, leaving the table bare, and replace it with a simple wooden cross. On Easter Sunday, you cover your table in a white cloth, set out a bouquet of flowers and light a candle, proclaiming beauty, light, life and hope. This pandemic is not a barrier to Holy Week. In fact, if you look back, you can see the pandemic has mirrored Holy Week. If you look back on the last 12 months, you will see triumphant palm waving that has given way to loss and brokenness. You will see humble, selfless acts of love as we have looked after each other. You will see not only the deaths of people, but the death of life as it used to be. You will see celebration and shouting of alleluias when the vaccine started to roll out. Holy Week will not happen in our churches this year, but here's the thing. Holy Week didn't happen in our churches last year, or in previous years. It happened in our lives. All we did at church is mark it. Maybe this year is the year to rediscover that. Maybe this year we rediscover that Holy Week is more about reenacting or reacting the story of what happened to Jesus. It's about giving thanks for and experiencing Jesus walking with us through the Holy Week of our lives. Look into the pandemic and you will see Holy Week. It has never been more real than it is this year. We are on our journey out of this pandemic. I don't know when we'll get through it, but I do know this. Every cross flowers with new life. Every tomb is a sign of hope, of resurrection. So this year, I encourage you to celebrate Holy Week with us as we stream our services online on Good Friday and Easter Sunday. But I also encourage you to celebrate at home. Let's turn our home into little churches, because we believe and worship a God that can hear our prayers, our tears, and our celebrations wherever we are. Amen. Will you join me in declaring our faith in the words of the Creed? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. In the power of the Spirit and in union with Christ, let us pray to the Father. The response to "let us pray to the Lord" is, "Lord, have mercy." We stand with Christ in his suffering for forgiveness for the many times we have denied. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For grace to seek out those habits of sin which mean spiritual death, and by prayer and self-discipline to overcome them. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For Christian people that are suffering of disunity, may they grow in rich union in Christ. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For those who make laws, interpret them, and administer them, and our common life may be ordered in justice and mercy. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For those who still make Jerusalem a battleground, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For those who have the courage and honesty to work openly for justice and peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For those in the darkness and agony of isolation, may they find support and encouragement. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For those who weigh down with hardship, failure, or sorrow, feel that God is far from them, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For those who are tempted to give up the way of the cross, pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. That we, with those who have died in faith, may find mercy in the day of Christ. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Holy God, holy and strong, holy and immortal, have mercy on us. Amen.
Thank you, Emily, for that reflection on Holy Week. And also, in case you missed it, Emily did a fantastic reflection on Philippians at the weekend, which you can find on the website. As Emily was speaking and encouraging us to commemorate and to celebrate Easter and Holy Week at home and not to miss this opportunity, it was a little nudge for me from the Holy Spirit. Because of course, this coming Sunday, we would normally fill this place and we would shout about and celebrate the risen Lord. Normally, the service will start with something along the lines of, "Hallelujah, he is risen," and the congregation would respond, "He is risen indeed, hallelujah." And I thought, wouldn't it be great if I could capture some of you just responding in such a way? So I'm going to put this on Facebook later on, but if you want to join in this Sunday in our online service, why don't you film yourself in your garden or around your house simply saying the words in jubilance, "He is risen indeed. Hallelujah." And I will do the magic of editing and we will celebrate the risen Lord together on Sunday. Thank you for that prompt, Emma. So again, we come to that moment where we share the peace together. As we reflect on those we would normally worship, why don't you bring them to mind right now? And we will share the peace. We are the body of Christ. In the one Spirit, we were all baptized into one body. Let us then pursue all that makes for peace and builds up our common love. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
And we share that peace as we sing this Holy Week hymn. Thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
Father, we give you thanks and praise for your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, your living Word, through whom you have created all things, who was sent by you in your great goodness to be our Saviour. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh as your Son. Born of the Blessed Virgin, he lived on earth and went about among us. He opened wide his arms for us on the cross. He put an end to death by dying for us, and revealed the resurrection by rising to new life. So he fulfilled your will and won for you a holy people. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and saying, Holy, 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 holy Lord, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, you are holy indeed, the source of all holiness. Grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit, and according to your holy will, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
during the same night he was betrayed, took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory.
And so, Father, calling to mind his death on the cross, his perfect sacrifice made once for the sins of the whole world, rejoicing in his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for his coming in glory, we celebrate this memorial of our redemption as we offer you this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. We bring before you this bread and this cup, and we thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. Send the Holy Spirit on your people and gather into one in your kingdom all who share this one bread and one cup, so that we, in the company of all the saints, may praise and glorify you forever through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Amen. And so, as our Saviour taught us, we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Amen.
We break this bread to share in the body of Christ.
Though we are many,
we are one body, because we all share
in one bread.
Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, grant us peace. And so, friends, draw near with faith and receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Receive this spiritual communion in remembrance that he died for you, and feed on it in your heart by faith, with thanksgiving. Most merciful Lord, your love compels us to come. Our hands were unclean, our hearts were unprepared. We were not fit to eat the crumbs from under your table. But you, Lord, are the God of our salvation, and share your bread with sins. So cleanse and feed us with the precious body and blood of your Son, that he may live in us, and we in him, and that we, with the whole company of Christ, may sit and eat in your kingdom.
Amen.
Emily, the body of Christ broken for you. I receive the body of Christ, broken for all God's people. I receive the blood of Christ, shed for all God's people. encourage you to continue receiving communion from your Lord as we listen to this Easter hymn. Continue into Holy Week, we say our prayer of thanks to our Lord. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Died and living, he declared your love, gave us grace and opened the gates of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life, we who drink his cup bring life to others. We, whose spirit lights, give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so that we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. So the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and the love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ.
Amen.